Fabulous. Good to see you this morning. I think I'm buzzing a little bit, but the chaps at the back will sort that out in a moment. Let me read to you from Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Again, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Once more, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because we're able to, we said together, Amen.
Amen.
Let's close our eyes. We're going to pray. Let's stand before we close our eyes. Father God, we thank you for the truth of those words. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Father, thank you that we were far off, but you drew us close. Father, we thank you that even through the course of this week, we would have done things which have separated us from you. But you made it possible for us to come back, and we lay those things before you now, receiving your forgiveness afresh this morning. Father, you have made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So Father, from that position, we offer you our praise, our honor, the glory which is duly yours. And we give it all to you now in our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sin great. Surrendering all. Surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you. Desperate for you. Thank you. vast as the ocean.
Hands up in front of us this morning. We're just going to receive love.